from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. Today, I wanted to provide another update on my income goal. For those of you who don't know, the goal is to make $500 a month, unrelated to my employment and unrelated to my investments. So I'm going to share how my progress was for the month of February. My top earner for February was from Webull. I got $19.06. And this was from a sign-up bonus. If you'd like to sign up for Webull as well, there'll be a link in the show notes. You'll get two free stocks when you deposit $100. And the two stocks I got when someone signed up using my link were ADT, worth about $9.53, and I got two of them. That kind of came in at the last minute and helped me out a lot towards my goal, but nowhere near enough, as you soon will see. Next, I had $11.64 on credit card points. I already explained the methodology on that last time. After that, I made $5.71 from ClickWorker, and I also actually made $2.28 from MTurk. And I wanted to talk a little bit about MTurk in this episode. MTurk stands for Mechanical Turk, and it's a service done by Amazon. And the name is actually very clever, as it's a reference to the Turk, or the Mechanical Turk, or automaton chess player. The Mechanical Turk was a machine constructed in the 18th century, and it was a master at chess. It beat many skilled people at chess, including Benjamin Franklin and Napoleon Bonaparte, both very intelligent people. So how in the 18th century did they create a device that could beat people at chess? Well, the answer is they didn't. The machine was a hoax. Behind the box was a man, an actual chess master, controlling the Turk. Now, what does this have to do with Amazon's Mechanical Turk? Well, it seems like magic in a sense that you give these jobs to Amazon and they do them for you. But there's no fancy automation or computers behind MTurk. It's just ordinary people. I think I've spoken about MTurk before on the show, and frankly, it's not a very good way to make money. As you saw, I only got paid $2 from it. The average user on MTurk makes about $2 an hour, which is not great. There are a select few people that make a lot more than that using some automation and using some other tools to help them find the projects that are worth doing. But for the average person, I say Mechanical Turk is mostly a waste of time. Now, I went slightly out of order because I wanted to put ClickWorker and Mechanical Turk together because they're similar in nature. ClickWorker has little micro tasks that you do for money. The tasks on ClickWorker are pretty simple though, and are good to do while you're doing something else. Next, I got $3.63 from an app called WeAre8. What I did was just promote some like socially conscious brands on Instagram and got money for it, which was great. The app kind of has an update and doesn't seem to do much of anything now. I could just be misunderstanding. So I'm not sure what will happen if you sign up, but you could try. So I got $3 from it. And lastly, if my math is right, I only got 26 cents from ads on my blog. And if you do all the math on that, that turns out to be $42.58 for last month. So this is a pretty far cry from the $500 that I was aiming to get. But this is just the beginning of my goal, right? If I was achieving it right from the beginning, I don't know, maybe it would have been a goal that was too easy. All right, let's take a quick break. And we will be right back. All right, and welcome back. So there is another thing I want to mention to you, and that I have some 2020 statements on the blog about how the podcast is doing, more specifically with a bunch of analytics on my viewership numbers. And by viewership, of course, I mean listenership, because it's a podcast, but also the demographics of those listeners. And then also, I do have actual viewership on the blog itself. There'll be a link in the show notes, or you can just go to www.thefruglife.com to see that. you might find it interesting. You know, I'm sometimes surprised by the international reach the show has. While I'm here, I thought I'd give you a short update on my real estate search. I don't remember where I left off last, but the property I was looking at, I wasn't able to get, and so now I'm back to square one, looking for a property. I'm also thinking about trying to find some properties that are not on the MLS. The MLS is, you know, the big site where all the realtors find properties. So we will see how that goes. All right. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode of The Frug Life. I hope you enjoyed. I'm not sure if I'll keep doing monthly updates like this, so let me know if you enjoy it, and I may. All right. Have a great week and stay frugal. So I'm not sure if you sign up,